Welcome to Any Questions. I'm Ian Pickus, and joining us in the studio is our resident quizzer, Mike Nothnagel. Hey, Mike.
Hey, Ian. How are you?
I'm great, because you know this is my favorite time of the week.
I do.
But before we can play this week's show, let's go over last week's challenge.
I said, start with the words before and after. Rearrange the letters to spell a two-word phrase, six letters, five letters, that names a type of marketing promotion that can help you get money back. What is it?
Well, as Trevor Sprague of Millerton, New York wrote in, rightly, the answer is a rebate offer.
Okay, Ian, on February 6th, 1998, President Bill Clinton signed legislation changing the name of Washington National Airport to Ronald Reagan National Airport. The name change didn't sit well with local officials, who argued that Reagan already had a major federal office building named for him, and that the airport was already named for a U.S. president. To honor that name change, this week I've brought questions about former President Ronald Reagan. In 1940, Reagan starred in the film Newt Rockne, All-American, opposite Pat O'Brien, who played the title role. Reagan played a player named George Gipp, who was known in the film by a nickname that Reagan himself was later known by. What nickname is it?
The Gipper.
The Gipper is correct. And during the 1988 Republican National Convention, Reagan said, "Win one for the Gipper," to Vice President George H.W. Bush. In the 1984 presidential election, Reagan received a record 525 electoral votes, the highest number ever received by a presidential candidate. Reagan carried 49 states, losing only Washington, D.C., and Minnesota, the home state of his opponent. Who was the Democratic candidate in the 1984 presidential election?
Mondale.
That is correct. And when Reagan was asked in December of 1984 what he wanted for Christmas, he said, well, Minnesota would have been nice. In 1981, an assassination attempt was made on President Reagan. Also injured in the incident was Reagan's press secretary, who became an ardent advocate of gun control as a result, and a 1993 handgun control bill was named in his honor. Who was Reagan's press secretary at the time?
That was James Brady.
It is James Brady, and Brady died in March 2014, and his death was officially ruled a homicide as a result of that 1981 shooting. In the late 1940s, Reagan and his wife Jane Wyman provided the FBI with names of fellow actors they believed to be communist sympathizers. He later testified on the subject in front of what congressional committee?
House Un-American Activities.
Yes, the
committee.
That's right, the HUAC. And part of his testimony, he said, in the case of the Screen Actors Guild, we have been eminently successful in preventing them from, with their usual tactics, trying to run a majority of an organization with a well-organized minority. And finally, what four words finish this statement given by Reagan in front of the Brandenburg Gate in June of 1987? General Secretary Gorbachev, if you seek peace, if you seek prosperity for the Soviet Union and Eastern Europe, if you seek liberalization, come here to this gate. Mr. Gorbachev, open this gate. Mr. Gorbachev,
tear down this wall.
Very good. Wow. Well, Ian sure won this one for the Gipper. He went 5 for 5 this week. Did you get Minnesota for Christmas? Or Wyoming for Hanukkah? Michigan for Kwanzaa? Let us know. Quiz at WAMC.org.
And if it's not already past your bedtime, you can go to WAMC.org/anyquestions for another look at this week's show, some extra credit, or this challenge. Mike?
Start with the name Reagan. That's R-E-A-G-A-N. Add a letter and rearrange the result to spell the name of a country that made the news during Reagan's presidency. What is it?
Mike Nothnagel's Associate Professor of Mathematics at the Culinary Institute of America and a crossword constructor for the New York Times, Games Magazine, Facebook, and other outlets. Mike, we'll get working on that challenge, and we'll see you at this same time next week.
Good night, Bonzo.